We tend to take for granted how the weather and the climate can affect what we call phenology, the seasonal timing of the natural world. But this week we saw that phenomenon in action. Friday, I went out for a walk in the woods. Right away, I knew something was different. Oven birds were singing, and right on cue, on May 1st, the phalanx of the spring warbler migration. But there was much more to come. Saturday, temperatures warmed up into the 60s. I walked the same woods, four oven birds. That morning, I flipped over a log and found my first red-backed salamander of the season, a critter that burrows down into the earth for warmth in winter and emerges to the forest floor once surface temps become more inhabitable. That afternoon, a female painted turtle crossed my lawn, heading for a pond at which she would lay her eggs. The warmth on Saturday made all the difference on Sunday as the warblers flew overnight. I walked the same trail again. The floodgates had begun to open. Six oven birds, a northern parula, a black-throated blue warbler, a black-throated green warbler. I got home and found another, larger painted turtle walking across the street in the same direction, most likely heading for the same pond. Monday, after the 70 degrees on Sunday, was cold, but the migrants had been on the move anyway, spurred by the beautiful conditions and their inevitable drive to reach their breeding grounds. Gray catbirds arrived in abundance, and black and white warblers sang from the trees. There have been cold and rainy Mays when the birds have found singular open windows and dashed past us. This year, it seems like nature is moving at a nice pace that we can keep up with, a few new species emerging each day to keep us interested. Spring peepers are growing more silent as American toads and gray tree frogs start to sing. Keep your eyes and ears open, everybody. According to the wildlife, anyway, the weather seems to be on our side for once. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.